So one of the reasons why the new Apostolic Reformation is of interest now is because several of the apostles from that movement were connected to the recent Rick Perry rally in Texas, the prayer rally, which was called The Response. A couple of apostles helped organize the rally. Several others endorsed it. So what is Rick Perry's connection to the new Apostolic Reformation?
Well, looking at the event, not only were there apostles who endorsed it and participated in it, but although the event was funded, it was sponsored by the American Family Association, it was organized and led throughout by people from the New Apostolic Reformation. And this included numerous leading apostles who were seen all through the event. The coordinators and people who led each section were from an event called The Call, and which is associated with the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. So actually the event from beginning to end was a new apostolic event. And the major topics at these events are, there are three major topics that you see as they take this event around the world. And that is usually anti-abortion, anti-gay rights, and the conversion of Jews in order to advance the end times. And this was very visible at Perry's event as these apostles led all of these different prayers and repentance ceremonies at the response.
You referred to the importance of Messianic Judaism in the end times narrative that the apostles subscribed to. And you could hear that if you knew what to listen for at the Rick Perry rally when Rabbi Marty Waldman spoke and was introduced by Don Finto. And in introducing him, Finto said, "Waldman is the son of Holocaust survivors, but he's come to acknowledge his own Messiah." What does that mean?
Marty Waldman is a quite well-known Messianic rabbi in Texas. And by Messianic, we mean Jews who have converted to Christianity, but they retain a Jewish identity. So they may even retain many aspects of Jewish practice. What was interesting
about... This is a group that's known in the vernacular as Jews for Jesus.
Jews for Jesus is only one group.
I see.
I would argue that the network that the apostles have right now supporting Messianic Jews dwarfs Jews for Jesus. It's a much more extensive network. Mm-hmm. And what was interesting about this is that Apostle Don Finto, who introduced the prayer and introduced Marty Waldman, is an elder statesman in the movement who spent the last more than a decade working to encourage churches to support Messianic ministries. And the reason is that they believe that Messianic Jews have a much better chance of converting Israeli Jews or Jews in various locations around the world than Christian evangelicals. And so what they're doing is promoting internationally through all types of events and in magazines, in the movement, promoting the idea that churches should financially and in other ways support Messianic ministries in order to advance the conversion of Jews to Christianity and bring about the end times
and how
the
does
return
the,
of Jesus to the earth.
Yeah, how does the conversion of Jews to Christianity bring about the end times?
This is a different end time narrative than what many people may have been familiar with that comes out of fundamentalism, where the believers are raptured prior to the horrors of the end time and the rule of the Antichrist. In this, the believers remain on earth, and that's one thing that makes it quite different. But another difference is what is holding Jesus back from coming to earth is that there has to be a tipping point where a certain number of Jews in Israel reach out and call for Jesus to come as their Messiah. And so that's what they were referring to at this Rick Perry event. Both Don Finto and Marty Waldman, who are there, are involved in a network of apostles in this movement that have set up messianic training centers around the world in places where there are significant Jewish populations.
So I don't really know what to make of this, the fact that two people spoke in kind of covert language about the importance of Jews converting to Christianity and recognizing Jesus as their Savior so that Christ can return back to earth in his second coming. The fact that that was expressed at a Rick Perry rally, I have no idea whether any of that reflects Rick Perry's own views or not.
I don't think there's any way to know what Perry believes personally. What I can tell you is that this is a part of a larger package of themes that we saw throughout the entire event. The basic idea of this event, as all the call events, like this was patterned after, is the idea that in preparation for the end times, barriers will be broken down, and those barriers will come down between denominations in Protestantism, between generations, racial groups, and everyone will come together for the end times as what they call one new man. So the idea is that you are doing all of these activities all around the country, all interesting ceremonies, reconciliation ceremonies, to break down these barriers to bring everybody together under the banner of Jesus for the end times. So a significant component of that is that the resistance of Jews to conversion is blocking this utopian period in the end times, the millennial, in the end times, when there will not be poverty and death and corruption, environmental degradation, all of those things will disappear under the rule of Jesus.
Are there other things that were said at the Rick Perry rally that you would need to have some background to actually understand? Because it is a kind of separate language. Do you know what I mean? Like you wouldn't really understand it unless you knew the context.
Yes, all through the event. The three major themes were the same as we've seen in the call events around the world. One, anti-abortion, which was expressed with the terms shedding of innocent blood. Two, anti-gay rights, which was expressed in repenting of sexual immorality. And then third, the theme of converting Jews. Also, if you were watching the event, you would have noticed that it was very much about personal repentance and what they call corporate repentance of the entire country. But the idea of repentance is that they are repenting of being tolerant of sin. So they are repenting of being tolerant of abortion and repenting of being tolerant of what they call sexual perversion.
So we don't really know what Rick Perry's own beliefs are on these issues, but we do know that when he spoke at his prayer rally, he was surrounded on each side by two of the apostles. Tell us a little bit about those two apostles.
Well, one is an apostle, Alice Patterson. The other is a well-known African-American pastor, C.L. Jackson. Alice Patterson wrote a book published last year when she describes the journey that they have been with Perry since 2002. And in this book, she explains that the Democratic Party is controlled by a demonic structure. And their mission was to travel around the state and to explain to African-American leaders why they should not be in the Democratic Party. And on this journey with them was, and now I'm talking about Alice Patterson and C.L. Jackson, not Perry personally, but as they went around the state since 2002, they had with them David Barton. And David Barton is well known for his histories in which he claims that the Founding Fathers had no intention of separation of church and state. One of his early books was called The Myth of Separation. And he has a history in which he credits Democrats with being the source of racism throughout American history, and conservative evangelicals as being the source of